Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mr. 100.
Hey, sorry, I was drinking coffee.
You were drinking coffee. I didn't hear you clap. You
clapped? I did clap. I think we clapped at such a precise moment with each other.
Oh, that it just, I completely missed it. That's fair.
Because I will be honest, I did not hear you clap.
Yeah, I definitely clapped.
I also definitely clapped. I clap hard.
About to get clapped by Disney.
Also, can I say something real quick before we start the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is for all my international leasers. Hezbollah. Okay, let's do it.
I don't get that bit. I don't know if I want to.
I don't get it either.
Is that from Moroccan Bad Kermit?
It's also like a terrorist organization, but let's not get into it.
Oh, no. Shannon. Why?
What did they used to call you, Jihad Jesse?
By they, do you mean Shannon Young?
Yes. Let's move on.
It's the only one that doesn't compliment my beard. Instead, he throws this terrorist stuff at me.
Hey, your beard, I quite enjoy your beard. Not as much as some people I know, but I quite enjoy it.
I really need to get it cut right now. I haven't been to a barber to get my beard cut since like March, I think. I finally had to take matters into my own hands on the hair on top of my head, but I do not trust myself with the beard.
Yeah, I need to get a hair. Oh yeah, no, I know. You don't want to hit that point where you shave a little too much and then you got to cut the whole thing off and then you hate every time you look at yourself in the mirror.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I know that feeling. My hair is starting to get, I'm starting to get like that 80s leading man Hollywood hair, which you think I would be happy about, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. We'll see.
I am able to buzz your hair. I can offer you that.
I don't think anyone in the world would want to see me with buzzed hair.
It would be a different look for sure. You wouldn't have to get it cut again for a really long time.
I'm one of those people that I'm scared that if I get my head buzzed, it won't grow back. In fact, Maria is now messaging me. I think she can hear us talking. I just see no going across the screen. And I don't know if that's for Jihad Jesse or me buzzing my hair. I know she said no once for Jihad Jesse. Let's stop saying the term Jihad Jesse.
I agree. Can we just retire that bit?
Let's throw that in the vault along with that Thanksgiving episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they could both go in the vault.
Yes.
Mm. All right. But on to matters of Disney. So if you guys didn't hear about it, this is going to be the entire show. We're talking about the Disney Investors video that aired. I might, if we have time, Shannon can talk for a second about Cyberpunk
because
he actually picked it up.
I'll just get that out of the way real quick. Give me a minute.
All right. You're going to have... I'm not going to make fun of an Ace a bit. So go ahead. Talk about Cyberpunk.
Just really quick. So as a lot of you know, I've been playing a lot of Watch Dogs Legion. It has actually been hands down my favorite game of 2020, and I never thought I would say that. But I've pumped probably 70 to 80 hours into it so far, and I'm only halfway through the story. So that is an incredible amount of time for me. So
I was about to say, that is a huge deal for every non-World of Warcraft game, for Shannon.
Which I've barely touched Shadowlands so far. I don't know about you. I've barely touched it.
Same. I haven't had anybody to play with, so I haven't really messed with it.
Let me know. I am willing to play. I talked, actually, Lauren was talking, as we discussed, was going to roll a new character and try out the Alliance side, come over to the good side, so we can always do that. Lindsay's primed and ready to go. I've got Maria's computer set up and ready to go for her to try it, so we can all get into it. But back to the point at hand, when Cyberpunk came out, I got myself so hyped for this game, and I don't know why. I got into the hype that everybody else was talking about, and I started just... absorbing all of this information and all of the trailers, and I got into the Keanu Reeves aspect, and like I was super hyped for it. I was so hyped for it that when it came out, I knew there was no possible way it was going to live up to the hype. And after putting about 20 hours into it so far, I can't give you a full review because I'm only about 30% done with the game. It's a big game. But first impressions I can give you is that it does not live up to the hype that it was built on. Not just the bugs and the problems that so many people are facing with it, but the game itself, it doesn't live up to the hype, but that was an unfair amount of hype to begin with. The game itself is great. I don't know why so many people are coming down on it as being like this huge letdown. It's a fantastic game. I really like it. Do I like it more than Watch Dogs Legion? I don't know. And part of that is, and this is the one thing I just want to touch on before we get into the Disney stuff, is I got into this game thinking that I was going to live the life of my character because it is an open world RPG and you create your own character. Unlike, you know, The Witcher where you play as Geralt, this was going to be more about you. I feel like that was incredibly misleading, because you have a set name, which is V, and you get three paths to pick from: Corpo, Nomad, or I think like Street Rat is not what it's actually called, but that's what I'm going to call it. And they all have an intro quest, and then they all converge into like the exact same storyline almost immediately. Different.
Oh, so it hits you with that Star Wars
Old Republic.
Old Republic, yeah, that was it.
Now, just like the Old Republic, there are things in the game that are specific to you. So you will encounter parts where, depending on what life path you chose, it will change. That's cool. But my problem is that I don't feel like I am the character I want to be. I feel like I am portraying the character they wrote for me. So the best way I can describe it is, if it's like I'm an actor playing a role in a film, as opposed to the screenwriter creating the role for the actor. And it's still good. That's slightly disappointing, and it would be more disappointing if not for the fact that the story is so good. I'm very much drawn into it. So I feel like I was kind of under the wrong impression of what kind of game it was going to be. It's not the gigantic open world immersive RPG I was hoping it would be, but it's a really good RPG in a really cool setting with a really great story. So I'm very much enjoying it. It's got a lot of loot. It's got a lot of enemies to kill. It's very, very open to how you can play the game. Stealth, guns blazing. It's a fun game. I think that CD Projekt Red is kind of getting a bad rap right now in how they're being treated after the release of it. But at the same time, they were kind of shady about it too. So we'll let the dust settle on that one. But if you're wondering, should I pick up Cyberpunk? Go into it with tempered expectations. Don't think that it's going to be the revolution that everyone built it up to be. And you will very much enjoy your time with it. I am. I can't wait to keep playing. And I'll give you a full review later. But that's my first impressions. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I don't know if any game could have lived up to the hype that was created around Cyberpunk 2077.
It was ridiculous. I can't recall the last time I saw a game get that much hype. I really can't.
Like, there were, before the game ever released, like we knew hardly anything about it. I have seen there are special edition phones. Yeah. There are special edition. I've seen like people have decked out their cars.
Right.
To be Cyberpunk 2077 theme. Like, tons of, you know, I'm a big fan of r/battlestations on Reddit, which is just a subreddit where people post their computer setups. Huge fan of that sub. And it seems like, you know, there for a while, it was one in every 10 posts would be something about a Cyberpunk 2077 themed battle station. And it's like, man, you've got to be kidding me, guys. Like,
yeah, you went hard on something you have no idea about. And I'm sure a lot of them played the tabletop, and maybe that's why they were so excited. But everyone that I know that was jazzed about it knew nothing about the tabletop. They just thought it was a very cool looking game. And it is a very cool looking game. The graphics are amazing. I know a lot of people are kind of critical of the graphics on console versus PC. I play on the Series X and I think it's gorgeous. I love the style that they're going for. I think my biggest problem with the game is because Watch Dogs Legion spoiled me, in the sense that Watch Dogs Legion changed my idea of what NPCs in a game world could be. In Legion, literally, you can see what every NPC in the world is doing with their life. If you have this one skill that is called a deep profiler, you can see what time they go to the doctor, where they work from what time period, where they sleep, who they're meeting, who they're hanging out with. Like, everyone has this so in depth of a personality and like a schedule and stuff. And then you can recruit them onto your side through quests and stuff. And it's just, I think it's really revolutionary. Then you go to Cyberpunk and they have so many NPCs walking the street, but it kind of goes back to that old way of, they're just mannequins running around. They have no value, except for a special select few that are a part of the story, or vendors and stuff like that. Everyone else, you can scan them and get their name, but that's it. That's the most you can do with it. And I think Legion really spoiled me in the immersion on that aspect. But if you can get past those things, and especially if you've never played Legion, I think you will really love Cyberpunk 2077.
And I do really want to play it as well. Like, I was really tempted over the weekend. Best Buy had like still has the Steelbooks.
Mm.
If you buy the game right now, and I've been really tempted to grab it. But you know, like we mentioned a minute ago, I still haven't played much of any WoW Shadowlands. We've been playing the crap out of Call of Duty.
Yeah,
I've been playing the crap out of Hades on my computer.
You have,
and yeah, like I've got all this other stuff going on right now. It's like, I don't know if I have so little gaming time as it is right now.
Right.
I just don't need, I haven't even bought, and I know some of you out there listening will understand how big of a deal this is. I still have not bought Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just don't have time to play games right. I am prioritizing my games right now in such a way that Cyberpunk and Miles Morales are both probably going to wait until I can grab them on sale.
I do want to say that everything that we're discussing really drives the point home that it's been a really good year for video games, especially later in the year when everything else was falling apart. So many fantastic games came out. And for the first time in a very, very long time, I can remember, I have so much that I want to play and I don't, and I'm actually devoting time to it, surprisingly. Yeah. So
you have basically, you know, from, you know, before now, like since like January, you haven't wanted to play anything.
No, I gave up on video games. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's good to see you back.
What a turnaround. Right. Yeah. All it took was a heartbreaking, emotional event to bring me back to the world of lonely video games. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you're playing with other people.
I am. You know what? The time I play in Black Ops is probably my favorite video gaming right now because I get to play with you guys. And, you know, we don't get to see each other very often anymore. Any of us, really. So anytime we can get together, it's a lot of fun. Plus, I get to play with my cousin Ryan, who I never get to talk to usually. We get to play with Tanner, you know, Kevin. I never get to play with Kevin on anything. So it's good to play with him. It's just it's my favorite part of gaming right now. So very cool, and thank you for having me on the show so I can talk about something that's not politics or, like, depression and stuff like that. I do have a personality. So.
Nerd Up is the fun time.
Yeah.
Like, you've talked about it over and over again. Like, you're so jealous that
I never get to do this,
stuff on this show.
Right.
All right. Which, I want to, you know, Shannon Folks has always been welcome on this show, but he talks himself out of it.
Well, he burns himself out working on other things, you know.
That's fair too.
There's a reason we don't do every show like we used to do. I mean, my guy, we used to do like 4 or 5 shows a week, all of us, and we can't keep up with that schedule anymore.
Especially on top of like everything else that's going on right now, it's really hard to put in those man hours at the moment.
Right.
Like it's anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on though, Disney hit us with like I knew it was big. But I didn't realize how big it was until I started doing research for the show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, like, what I want to know is why did they announce so many of them? And then it was supposed to be done. But then at 3 a.m, suddenly they found a huge dump of more shows that swung the subscription voting to Disney.
They didn't find them. Those shows were mailed in.
Oh, okay.
They just hadn't quite gotten to them yet. All right. Ant-Man and the Wasp, I break this up into categories.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Marvel, because I know that's what most of you are probably here for.
Not me. Let me know when you get to the wars and the stars.
Oh, that's next.
Okay.
I got that one second.
I'll stay here then.
We're going to start with some Marvel stuff.
Okay.
So we got an official title for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
I hate that title.
I do too. It's hard to say, it's hard to write.
It's like they're trying so hard to be quirky, and that was always my problem with the Marvel films. I always felt like they were trying so hard to be quirky, and sometimes succeed. I mean, they usually succeed. They're funny films. They're fun films, but I don't know, man.
I feel like that's been a recent thing for the quirkiness. It's like
started with Guardians.
Yeah, they occasionally had Guardians got super like nobody expected Guardians to be as big of a hit as it was.
Yeah.
So like okay, so we'll add some funny haha. And then they hit us with, Thor Ragnarok, and that's one of the most popular movies they did in a while. And they're like, okay, so this is what people want to see. Let's do it.
Right.
Bright, colorful, fun. And then they hit us with the end of Guardians 2. But anyway.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Block that one right out.
All I remember is there was this grown man just making horrible crying noises in the movie theater.
That guy was pathetic.
How embarrassing. So we got Christian Bale's confirmed character, and unfortunately for Asa, it is not Dario Agger. It will, in fact, be Gore the God Butcher.
Yeah, I had to look up that character. I'd never heard of him, but I do appreciate the name.
Right? It's very edgy.
It's a good name.
That's a good villain name.
Put a 2077 behind that name and watch people start building computer cases for him.
So that will be in the Thor Love and Thunder is going to have, Christian Bale. We had that confirmation a long time ago. Me and Asa were both immediately like, yes.
Now,
give us Christian Bale as Dario Agger. That'll be awesome.
This is the film. This brings back Natalie Portman, right?
Yes.
I'm excited. I loved her in the Thor films. I love Natalie Portman. Huge crush. I'm glad to see her back. Is she going to take over the mantle of Thor?
There's a lot of, they mentioned it before that she, might be picking up the hammer.
Nice.
Because we might be seeing a whole lot of...
Switch-ups?
Like, Chris Hemsworth will be in the film.
Right.
But we may not be seeing a lot of Odinson, so it may be Jane Foster's Thor.
Gotcha. I'm down for that. Natalie Portman's incredible.
Oh, I agree. 100%. And I'm really, really excited about this movie, especially as much as I like Ragnarok.
Yes. So it brings, we'll please bring back Jeff Goldblum somehow.
Oh my God. So, yeah. Somehow find a way to fit him in. Cause boy, was he awesome.
Oh,
all right. We also got more information on Black Panther 2. It will begin filming next year with, which this turnaround. So yeah. It's supposed to start filming in the next few months. And then they want to try to release it July 8th, 2022.
Mm. They can do it. They can do it.
Talk about a crunch, but yeah, they got it.
My biggest problem with that is obviously the death of Chadwick Boseman sent shockwaves everywhere. I mean, I don't know if you heard it. We were literally recording Horse Time when Tanner broke the news and we all just silenced. There was nothing we could say. We ended the show right after it. The way he passed and that no one knew what he was going through because he kept a secret because he was such a professional. And now they're not replacing him with someone to play T'Challa, which is a smart, smart move. But now you've got, I forget her name and I apologize. But
Shuri.
Yes.
His little sister is going to be taking over a much larger role.
But will she, after what's happened recently? Do you think it's going to have any effect on this film or her casting?
What you talking about?
Her stance on, I believe it was either the coronavirus or the vaccinations or something.
I had not heard anything about it.
Oh, hold on. You keep talking. I'll pull it up for you.
All right. Yeah. I guess part of this, I did want to ask your thoughts on it, but I guess I got it there. I'm not entirely on the boat of they should not recast Chadwick Boseman.
There you go.
And you send it to Discord, I guess?
Discord, yeah.
Okay, I'll check it here. But yeah, no, I'm not 100% in the camp that he shouldn't be replaced. Because I feel like Black Panther is such an important character.
That, yeah.
Like, for so many people, that it's one of those things, like, it's hard to say, like, I don't want to replace the actor, especially with how everything went down, and he shouldn't be replaced. But at the same time, that character is so important to so many people, especially, you know, Black people. Like, they have a movie character that looks like them.
That is respectable. That is, like, not a parody or...
Or a joke.
Yeah, right.
Or, yeah, like, over the top. Like,
because up until here, it was just Black Panther and Meteor Man.
Oh, my God.
And no one remembers Meteor Man.
Don't forget Falcon.
So scared you were going to say Ghetto Man as a joke.
I legitimately thought about it, but I decided not to. There's sidekicks, because that's the other problem. Like, you have Nick Fury, who's nobody's sidekick. He's still, I mean, he's Sam Jackson, he's awesome and everything, but he's not like, you know, he's not a superhero.
Right.
And then you have Sam Wilson, you have Falcon, also not a superhero, also a sidekick.
Right. For
and
now.
And then you have like Rhodey. Like, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he's Captain America now, which is awesome, and I'm thrilled they're going that direction. As much as I'm gonna miss Chris Evans, but yeah. And then you have like James Rhodes, who like I wouldn't even qualify him as a sidekick.
Yeah.
I think like Sam Wilson and James Rhodes, like their levels balance out to sidekicks.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to replacing him as Black Panther. I obviously don't want to see it recast either, but I would be kind of a hypocrite if I didn't mention that. When Heath Ledger passed and they were talking about taking the Joker out of the films, I thought, well, you can't, you know, Heath Ledger didn't own the Joker character. You can recast the Joker. So my thoughts have changed a little bit since then with stuff like this. But my big thing is if you're going to create a new Black Panther, as much as Shuri was cool, and I like Shuri, I feel like you've got Lupita Nyong'o right there. I would make her the new Black Panther because she... It, to me, is the baddest of the asses. So that would be my pick. I would leave Shuri as the Q style, you know, Bond sidekick. I don't think she should be the new Black Panther. I don't feel it. She doesn't have that warrior vibe to me. Whereas Lupita Nyong'o's character was very much a warrior. I think she would fit the mantle much better. Nakia.
Oh, well, yeah, she was the love interest for
right.
T'Challa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because Okoye would also be awesome.
She absolutely would, yeah.
But because she's the leader of kind of the high guard and stuff.
I guess the reason I said Lupita is just for name value. Like, if they're really trying to sell the character, Lupita is such a well-known actress that she could definitely move some tickets. And, you know, those executives, they do like the money.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like the Letitia Wright thing, she said that... I'm trying to get, like, the exact line without actually watching a video, but it seems like she's just saying she doesn't know if everybody should take it because I guess she feels that it's rushed or something.
Well, there's the argument that black people will be afraid to take the vaccine because of past history and their distrust of the government and distrust of the vaccination itself. So, you know, they're trying so hard to convince people to take this vaccine, especially people in the African-American community. And she posted this thing that kind of reinforces that fear. And I could see that got her in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, because she's using a lot of the classic anti-vaxxer arguments with it. Which, it's one of those things that I do legitimately understand some concern about a coronavirus vaccine having come out so quickly. But I feel like... I want to say, like, usually when a vaccine gets pushed, you know, it's been tested like crazy. Like, they've done... I know for a fact they've done human trials, and it's, you know, been extremely effective.
Right, but that's... But that's what they tell you.
Right. Well, and they also could have, like... And normally they're very stringent with taking this stuff out, but they desperately want this out so we can get this fixed and get the country back on track.
Right.
That I am, like, part of me is a little worried that they sort of cut some corners, move past some red tape, just so they could get something out.
Yeah, I'm nervous as hell. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be outside the ordinary. Like, if I get the opportunity to take the vaccine, I am still probably going to do it. And I look forward to, you know, a vaccine hitting and, you know, immunizing the population so that we can go back to normal. Because, obviously, the virus is not slowing down, but, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, let's get back to Marvel.
Yeah, let's get back to some Marvel stuff.
Okay,
so,
I'm bringing too much politics to the show. I apologize.
That's all right. That's what happens when me and you start talking.
That's true. The leaders.
So yeah, they're planning on taking a release date. July 8th, 2022, which is just over a year turnaround from beginning filming, which, like I said, that's a little bit crazy. Yeah, Shuri is going to take a larger role. It very much looks like they have no intention of recasting Black Panther, which, like I said, I think is a little bit of a bummer, just because, like, I do think that he is a very necessary hero, just, you know, in everything. Like, he's just very necessary, but I get why they're not recasting him. I understand. I have no idea how to say this woman's first name, and I apologize. Xochitl? It's Xochitl.
Any idea? Okay. Shannon? Let me start one time. What was it?
Xochitl.
Are you talking about the U.S. representative or the actress?
The actress.
Okay.
Zashital, you know, I'm really sorry. Her last name is Gomez.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna try it. That was all Jesse Kimball right there.
But yeah, she's going to join Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, as America Chavez.
Ah, cool.
So yeah, they're introducing America Chavez into the MCU, which is great. She's a cool character. And they also gave us a release date for the film. It's supposed to be March 25th. 2022, so that'll be cool. She's a really interesting universe hopping character. I like her a whole lot. Mandy's a huge fan of America Chavez. Look her up if you guys have never seen it. You'll probably understand why. But Black Widow has got a new theatrical release date, looking at May 8th, 2021. Shang-Chi has finally wrapped filming. It's looking at a 2022 release date. We don't know exactly when.
Also, I just looked up America Chavez. She's also a lesbian.
Correct.
So that's cool. That's cool.
Yes. She checks a lot of boxes for underrepresented groups. Like,
nice.
She's a cool character.
Love it.
And she's had some really cool stuff in the comics. She also has, like, you know, super strength. She can fly. Like, so she has a car that takes her to different universes. It's kind of neat.
Jeez.
She's a very interesting character. All right, yeah, Shang-Chi has wrapped filming. Yeah, get to that one. Miss Marvel series is in the works, and yeah, we talked a while back now. We had the casting.
I'm assuming Brie Larson's coming back, right?
Oh yeah, Brie Larson will be back as Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel 2 is also in the works, okay. So that one's coming.
Oh no! Watch out, neckbeards. A lot of people got upset about that first one.
Right? Yep. Nope. You guys failed. They're doing another one.
Your protest didn't work.
Turns out, man, and that made me like so mad because I had so many, lady friends that were hitting social media and talking about stuff like, so this is what it feels like to have a character that you can actually, you know, like look up to and see yourself in.
Yeah.
Like a superhero like that.
And then to be torn down like you were nothing.
Yeah. Like, oh no, this movie was garbage. It's just SJW pandering. Like, no, screw yourself.
I mean, we got the same treatment for the Ghostbusters reboot, and I won't argue whether or not the reboot was good, bad, or destroyed anybody's, you know, childhood memories. But even Hunter, who is a big critic of the film, would say that the controversy around the fact that it was an all-female cast was the stupidest thing. Like, that's just ridiculous that people would be so upset over something like that.
Yeah, because I remember Hunter made it very clear several times, and it's unfortunate that he had to, that his issue with the film had nothing to do with the gender of the cast.
Right, it was just the quality of the film he felt was lacking. I thought no one felt that way about Captain Marvel. I don't remember there being a big back and forth of, is this movie good? I thought it was fine. Like, it wasn't my favorite Marvel film, but I thought it was good. I think Brie Larson was really good as, Captain Marvel. So I'm all for another one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I liked the movie quite a bit. It was a fun watch. A lot of people just said it was really boring, and it's like, oh, no, what? How?
It had that Stan Lee cameo where he was auditioning for Mallrats. I mean, come on.
Oh, that was super awesome.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so yeah, we got those are both in the works. Eternals has an official release date that's going to hit next year, November 5th. We also have Shannon. They're actually giving us the Fantastic Four movie.
No, stop it! Don't just stop.
It's happening.
Just stop. I don't care anymore.
Marvel is giving us a Fantastic Four movie.
This is their third try on making the Fantastic Four. And I'll be honest, I thought the first try wasn't terrible. I liked the Fantastic Four films. They weren't great. They weren't like high art, but superhero movies generally aren't high art. And I thought it was fun.
The first Fantastic Four movie was like Fantastic Four movie was fun in the same way that like Batman and Robin was fun.
See, I think it was more fun in a Daredevil or Punisher way. Like, before they linked the universes and these were just standalone films that you could just go and it was like, turn your brain off and just enjoy kind of a comic book film. I thought the second one was the same way. I mean, it had Andre Bauer in it, and I love him. It had Lawrence Fishburne as Silver Surfer. I mean, come on, you can't beat that. And I actually wasn't mad at the way they portrayed Galactus. I remember a lot of people being upset, and I thought, what did you really want to see? A gigantic guy in a purple leotard? Would that have
been?
Absolutely. Oh, come on. Oh, would you stop?
No, I understand that the wide appeal, the cloud was a better idea for this, deep. Like, you know, galaxy-consuming entity.
And you could see him. He was in the cloud. I'll fight that to my dying day.
But as, comic book fans, myself included, I wanted to see the big purple dude in his big purple helmet. Looking all goofy.
I'm sure they would have made him at least a little bit cooler, but at the same time, like, so what is this? Is it going to be the same story again? Do we know anything about it yet? Or is it just that they're making it?
The only thing we know is that John Watts is going to direct it.
Okay.
So they're making a movie. John Watts is going to direct it. That's literally all we got.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I'll keep myself hopeful.
And in fairness, like, the last Fantastic Four movie that hit, that was literally just some dumpster fire that Fox put together so they wouldn't lose the trademark or they wouldn't lose the rights to it, because that was what was about to happen had they not made that film.
Which was horrible, that film. But the one thing that it did give the world was kind of a closer look at Michael B. Jordan. And
I love Michael B. Jordan.
Didn't really launch his career, but I mean, it was put more eyes on him, which is great. And Kate Mara, who Hunter and I have discussed a couple times here on the show, she was in that film as Susan Storm. She did okay. I actually never saw the film, I'm going to be honest. I stayed as far away from that dumpster fire as possible.
I remember when that movie came out. That was actually back when we did the Marvelous Jesse and Chris. And Chris said, "Don't worry, buddy. I'll watch the movie, so you don't have to."
I'll take that hit.
And he did, and he told me, "Please, please do not watch this film." You got it, buddy.
Can do. Yeah.
So hopefully this is going to be better. Ironheart, we got a series announcement for Ironheart. I'm actually not positive if this is a series or a movie.
Ironheart, was that the Iron Man replacement?
Yeah.
With what's her name, Jesse?
Riri Williams is the character name.
Why just hear Siri? You say that name always makes me laugh. I don't know why. Riri.
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 and she will be portrayed by Dominique Thorne.
Looking that up. I don't know that name.
Yeah, I didn't either. So yeah, you can go ahead and hit that up. But I don't know if it's a series or if it's a movie. I would like it to be a movie because I think that she's a super cool character. In the comic books, basically, she uses parts from like Iron Man suits and technology that's kind of available on the internet, and she builds her own Iron Man suit in the garage of her home. She's from an underprivileged family and everything else, and she just builds this in her garage because she's a super genius. And in the comic books, when she does it, Tony Stark is dead, similar to, I guess, in the movie universe at this point. And she ends up, like, once she kind of goes out with the suit and everything, the people that have taken over Stark Industries show up to confiscate everything, claiming it's the intellectual property of Stark Industries. And it's super fun thing with Pepper Potts being like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
Boy, I really hate Endgame. I really hate the way that they did the whole time travel aspect and the fast forward 5 years and all that. I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it did. And now
I don't know why that bothered you that much either.
Well, because now they're having to pick up the, even like you said, well, I guess in the timeline now he's dead, and I don't know. There's just so many different variables. I don't know. It just bothered me. I was as big a fan of Endgame as everyone else was, but I also hated Rise of Skywalker. At least that one everyone kind of agreed with me on. So
yeah, there's a large group of Star Wars fans that think that the sequels were worse than the prequels.
Let's move on. Well, that's not this show, is it? That's not this show. We'll save that for a future show. Uh-huh. We don't have time today.
Right. We don't. We really don't. We're going to run out of time before. I haven't even gotten all the way through Marvel yet.
I know. I'm sorry.
Armor Wars. That is going to be a series on Disney Plus. It's going to star Don Cheadle as War Machine. And apparently there's a bunch of people that have gotten hold of some Iron Man armor, and they're kind of wreaking havoc.
I love Don Cheadle, first off.
I do too.
But I still feel like Terrence Howard was a better Rhodey.
I do too.
I really
Terrence
do.
Terrence Howard was awesome in that role.
He was. I always hated that he didn't get the sequels because of money issues, from what I understand. And I think Don Cheadle did a great job, but I don't know. I really like Terrence Howard in that role.
Same. Especially with Don Cheadle's declining health towards the end of those films.
Yeah.
Looking
pretty thin.
Yep. All right, we got the first What If arriving next summer. It's going to be a Hawkeye story, apparently. See, She-Hulk. We got the confirmation that Tim Roth is coming back as Abomination.
That's awesome.
And Mark Ruffalo is going to be in it.
That's awesome. I love that they're getting these, and it's not just this too. We'll talk about it a little bit later with the Star Wars stuff, but they're getting all these, you know, former cast members and old versions of these characters back. There's so much fan service in these films now. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's so huge at this point. Like it's so big for this universe, and yeah, I'm really excited about it because I love She-Hulk. Like I love that character. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with this series. Have been for a while.
Same. She's a lawyer. She's a Hulk lawyer.
She's a Hulk lawyer.
What do you not like about that?
We got an official director for Moon Knight. It's going to be Mohamed Diab.
Not familiar.
I'm not either.
Barely familiar with Moon Knight. I know Bob liked him a lot.
Moon Knight is like Marvel's worst version of Batman.
Ah.
Mark Spector, if I'm remembering right, is the actual guy's name, and he has dissociative identity disorder, and it just so happens that one of his identities is a reincarnated Egyptian god.
Let's just move on. let's just keep going. Let's push through.
Sam Jackson is coming back for a Secret Invasion series, something they kind of set up with the Captain Marvel movie and the Skrulls. With, you know, the Skrull Wars, they kind of take over the Earth, basically, by impersonating humans, becoming politicians, stuff like that. So I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with that, especially since they made the Skrulls out to kind of be the good guys in Captain Marvel.
Or at least the neutral, not bad guys.
Right, like they were the persecuted,
right.
the downtrodden.
Refugees, kind of.
Yes, exactly. So I'm really interested in how they're going to handle that.
Also, you mentioned What If earlier. I just I want to point out, I saw parts of that. They also have a Marvel Zombies coming in that, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, the What If series is going to be really interesting. I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Yeah.
We got an I Am Groot cartoon announced. It'll be another Disney Plus series. Going to be an entire series, an entire animated feature focused around Baby Groot and his adventures.
Is this coming out before or after Christmas?
It'll be before the Christmas special.
Okay, so this is before Christmas, this thing?
Not this Christmas, but...
But next Christmas.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, is it right before Christmas? Like, what's the time period?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't want them to release it in November or December because suicide rates are already high enough at the holiday season. And I'd really hate to see this push people over the edge, myself included.
So it's very much going to be catered towards kids and to sell some more toys.
It's going
to
be catered towards kids and your girlfriends, people. I'm throwing that out there now.
I need to ask Shelby what her thoughts are.
Yeah, on Baby if your girlfriend has ever shown any appreciation for Guardians of the Galaxy at least, and especially of Groot, then you are going to have to watch this and you will hate yourself.
So that's coming. I don't know when, but we are getting and this is what I thought you were alluding to. They've announced that James Gunn is going to be writing a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special for Disney Plus. That's happening. And it's hitting Christmas 2022.
So we get the James Gunn Guardians holiday special, but we can't get the Star Wars holiday special on Disney Plus. Come on.
There's a Lego Star Wars holiday special on Disney Plus.
I will probably watch that. I'm kind of interested.
I'm also kind of interested. And then we got new trailers for the shows we knew were coming and are coming very soon with Loki, WandaVision, and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes.
And they all look as great as I wanted them to, especially that Loki trailer was awesome.
So my question to you before we go any further, really quick, do you think that these shows will keep up the level of quality that The Mandalorian has given us? Like, you know, everyone's all up on The Mandalorian, as they should. It's a fantastic series. But do you think every one of these shows are going to have that same quality, or do you think there's definitely going to be some clunkers?
There's got to be, right? But also, it's important to note that there are Star Wars fans out there that also hate Mando.
Yeah, well, a lot of idiots.
I know, right?
A lot of idiots these days.
Especially, the Star Wars fans are so picky.
Oh, yeah, I hate Star Wars fans. I do.
Like, there's a lot of them out there, but if it's not the original trilogy, then eh.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot lately because I've been listening to a lot of the music on YouTube and watching clips, and the people that will say either they never made a prequels or they stopped at the prequels, there was no new series, and I'm thinking like, or they'll be like, this was the better ending, it just ends here for me, and I think, no, it kept going because all that other stuff is official. So, like it or not, accept it. Because the electoral votes are in.
Oh my god. I also can't be like that because I like to make the Matrix jokes.
That's different. No one likes the Matrix.
There are people that do.
It's not to the level of Star Wars. And if they do,
no,
geez.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, no, Star Wars is... those are some fans.
Yeah.
Anyway... Next up, Star Wars!
Yeah, the newest episode of Mando. Spoiler, this is kind of a spoiler, not really. It is. They confirmed, I said it when we were playing Call of Duty last night, I guess it was already confirmed according to Tanner, and I believe him, because I believe I read that too, but that the Battlefront 2 game is canon now, because they mentioned Operation Cinder in it, and I thought that was very, very cool. I looked at Maria and Lindsay, and I was like, and they had no idea why I was excited.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, it's a nice Easter egg dropped in there for people that played the game.
Yeah.
Because even playing the game, I had no idea what they were talking about. I was just like, oh, cool, an operation that happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, that
and
was,
maybe
that was
Bill Burr cool. Was there. We don't know.
Well, I like Bill Burr.
Me too.
All right. So, ton of new Star Wars stuff as well. Like the popularity of Mandalorian has really caused them to just like, oh, hold up. There's a lot of money in this, isn't there?
Well, that's
okay, here we go.
this is another thing where they saw, like, you already had the potential to make money because everybody loves Star Wars the same way that everybody loves Marvel, and they were smart. They decided to, you know, throw away all of, I don't know how, what the words to describe it, but the point is that they fully embraced the fan, the fan service. Look at the newest season of Mandalorian. Well, I don't know. Can I mention it? Or is that spoilers?
What are you thinking about mentioning?
All right, spoilers. If you haven't seen the newest season of Mando, skip ahead a minute, all right? Starting here, right now, of Ahsoka. You got Ahsoka in there. You got Boba Fett returning. You got Katie Sackhoff as a Botan. Is that her name? I forget.
The other Mandalorian.
Right. These characters from, like, you know, Clone Wars and bringing back these iconic characters, they didn't have to do that. They very much could have just continued the story without these characters, and they went there. And
because this was Dave Filoni has done a lot of the writing, and he's one of the executive producers on Mandalorian, and he's the writer for Clone Wars and Rebels.
Yeah.
So he very much wanted to tie this to, and very much did tie this to, that universe,
which is great.
Bringing in, you know, Ahsoka and all these other characters.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I'm a big fan. Like, it ties it into the canon in a really interesting way.
Yeah, it takes those things that you thought, man, it would be cool to see this in live action, and then it gave it to you in live action, and it was cool.
And it's also one of those things, like, you know, Ahsoka is, and I guess, I don't know if we've gone a minute or not.
Nah, not yet.
Either way, it doesn't really matter. It's not a huge spoiler. Everybody knew Ahsoka was coming back, and it's going to be a show. But, yeah, Ahsoka coming back, like, you could watch Mandalorian and not having watched Clone Wars or Rebels and still enjoy all of the, like, be fine with all these characters.
Like me.
Like, yeah, it's not like you're not missing something. Like, it's just, it kind of like, it's like the Operation Sender thing that I was talking about. That's really cool for the people that played the game. But for the people that are just watching Mandalorian, like, that's just like, okay, that's something that happened. I know exactly what I need to know about that operation.
Now, there are some,
to, like, get through this story.
There are some aspects that, if you know it, it will help out with, like, the Darksaber and, you know, how that ties to Ahsoka and to Katie Sackhoff's character. And then also,
I was about to say, particularly the Mandalorians.
Right. And then Grand Admiral Thrawn. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, if you know your other Star Wars, it's going to help out with. But yeah, you can watch a standalone. It's no problem. And now they're making series based on all those characters.
Yeah.
Almost. Not all of them.
Yeah, a lot of those characters getting their stuff. So, first we're getting Rangers of the New Republic.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, same. It's going to be set in the timeline of The Mandalorian with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, the same guys that are doing Mandalorian.
I'm sure it's all
his executive producers.
Is it about Gina Carano's character?
I actually don't know any specific characters that are in it. I don't know for sure.
I'm going to need me some more Carl Weathers. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Yes, please.
Severe lack of him in this season. There's more of her and less of him, and I don't like it.
I mean, I like her a whole lot, too. Like, every time she comes on the screen, there was one point me and Shelby were watching, and I was like, man, I would really like... Oh, there she is.
And then you looked up her actress's name on the internet and went, damn it!
What's her deal?
Oh, Jesse, I love you. You need to just stay where you are. Don't look up these people. Continue.
'Cause I know she's a former UFC fighter, right?
She is, and here's an article about fans petitioning to get her removed because of her statements about the election and the coronavirus.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right, I know.
I know.
Got to separate art from artist, right?
That's what Tanner says. Let's move on.
Yeah. All right. Anyway... Ahsoka is getting a series as well, and it will be starring Rosario Dawson. It will be set in the Mandalorian timeline. I think my understanding is it's supposed to pick up basically right after her introduction in Mandalorian, so you don't necessarily have to go back and watch all of Clone Wars and everything else. Obviously, that'll give you a lot of background on Ahsoka, because she was introduced, and she is basically the featured protagonist of that show, for a lot of it anyway.
Right.
Dave Filoni will be writing this one, as well as executive producing, with, again, Jon Favreau as an executive producer. So that one's going to be great. We're getting Andor, which I imagine this one is one that Shannon Young is particularly excited about.
Here's the thing with this one. He was my least favorite character in the film.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But he was also, well, the reason he was my least favorite is because I thought they started him so strong when he, you know, killed the guy that was helping him, and it really showed that kind of dark side of the Rebel Alliance, of what they could be capable of. But then they didn't really follow up on it too much with him. He just kind of turned into a cookie cutter leading man at that point. So if I think they could go in a lot of cool directions with this, so I am interested in it. I do want to see what happens, and I'll watch it for sure. This is another one of those Star Wars series that's going to be different, where it's like, don't expect Jedi, don't expect a lot of what, you know, you used to see in Star Wars. This isn't the Skywalker story. This is, I love these little self-contained stories with these characters that are a lot of the times more interesting.
Yeah, because there's so much room for that inside of Star Wars.
Yeah, there's so much.
And they've been so afraid of that, I feel like, and that's why, like, you know, they were borderline surprised about the success of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, the only Jedi we got is Baby Yoda.
Well, until he's Ahsoka. Not even,
well, yeah, until we got Ahsoka.
Also, his name's Grogu.
Grogu.
Also, his name was never Baby Yoda.
No, it was always the child and then later Grogu, but...
I don't want to be that guy, Yoda. But I'm that guy. Oh, just go.
He's Baby Yoda, and you won't be able to talk me into anything else. But yeah, Cassian Andor is going to be the star of this. It's obviously, it has to be a prequel, because Rogue One didn't end well for him. But it'll be a spy thriller kind of telling the story of Cassian Andor.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
no, I'm down. Diego Luna is going to reprise his role there. It should be a lot of fun. Like, I'm really interested in the show. We got confirmation that Hayden Christensen is returning as Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Yes!
Which tells us a few awesome things about the show. A, Darth Vader's gonna be in it.
The real Darth Vader. And I don't mean that as in, you know, like, the original Darth Vader's not the Darth Vader. Of course, David Prowse is Darth Vader. Of course, James Earl Jones is Darth Vader. But, you know, to me, Ewan McGregor took over the role of Obi-Wan from Alec Guinness. I love Alec Guinness, but I think Ewan McGregor just made that role his.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, Alec Guinness only had, like, what, a grand total of 30 minutes of screen time across all 9 hours of film?
Right. But the one thing that I think they really missed out on, and that the Clone Wars TV series did better, was showing the camaraderie between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker.
I didn't realize you watched the Clone Wars series.
I've watched a lot of it, but not all of it. I'll be honest. But I know for a fact that that's one of the major plots, is just how close they were. They were like brothers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, it really does a great job of showing their partnership and showing how close they were, which adds a lot of weight to just, in general, like, the prequel stories with Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Here's my question on this whole thing, is that you bring in Hayden Christensen back to play Darth Vader, but he is playing Darth Vader. He's not playing Anakin Skywalker. And yes, I know they're the same person, but Darth Vader is behind a mask 90% of the time. He barely ever takes his mask off. In fact, he only took his mask off one time in the entire series, and that was at the very end, and he died. So how often are we going to see Hayden Christensen? And it almost begs the question of, why bring him back? What I think they're going to do is, I think we can expect flashbacks. I think we can expect lots and lots of flashbacks kind of telling the story of Obi-Wan and Anakin. And
possibly, because this is going to be set 10 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, that's definitely a possibility of what's going to happen. A lot of flashbacks. But also, it's important to note, like, he took off his helmet as he was dying because his helmet was no longer helping him breathe at all. But I don't think he necessarily needs the helmet to survive for long periods of time.
I've always been curious about that. I almost wish Hunter was on the show now, because I always thought that he needed that. That was his breathing machine. But now that you mentioned that,
it was on his chest.
Yeah, I specifically remember the part in Empire Strikes Back where, as somebody was coming in, it lowered the helmet onto his head. So does he wear the mask just for visuals and because it enhances his sight and stuff like that? Or does he actually need it? And because he was in that chamber, maybe that's what kept him alive. I would like to know the answer to that, and I'm going to look it up right now while you keep talking.
I mean, I got the page right up here, and it was designed to maintain and protect his charred body while exuding an air of intimidation and control. Followed an ancient Sith tradition in which warriors of the dark side would adorn themselves in heavy armor. Suit's construction incorporated Sith alchemy to augment Vader's severely diminished physical strength and vitality.
So he does need it, because, yeah, I'm reading it on here on Star Wars. It says his mask is one of the more supportive pieces of armor. Without it, he would die unless in the pressurized control atmosphere of his specially made meditation chamber. So,
okay, maybe that makes sense. Because that's what I was thinking, too, of the meditation chamber. Because we'd seen him without it, like, you know, that exact scene you were talking about.
Right. So this should be, I'm now curious about what they're going to do with Hayden Christensen in this film.
I mean, he might show. Just be the one wearing the armor, which the other funny part about that is, like, are they going to get James Earl Jones to do voiceover again? Like, what is his role really going to be?
Yeah, that is the question right there is what I'm also wondering is, do you get James Earl Jones? Because James Earl Jones, at this point, he has to be in his 80s, right? He's 89 years old. You could hear his voice in Rogue One. He came back and portrayed Vader again. And even though he did a good job, you could hear it in his voice. He's getting old. I mean, he's 90 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was not the same, you know, Vader we heard, you know, from the 80s.
Right. So are they going to get the guy from the cartoon series to voice him instead? And just do a sound alike? You know, we'll see. We'll see. Or maybe they'll let Hayden do it. We'll see.
Honestly, in the way, like, voice effects go, like, I have seen really convincing voice modulators to make you sound like James Earl Jones Vader.
It's true.
Like, it's, yeah. As long as it's not as bad as that stupid little, like, that bank that I had at Gaming Grounds forever. Oh, my. That was terrible.
This is the thing I'm most excited about. This is, because I'm a big fan of the prequels, you know, minus part one for the most part, but I always really liked Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker. I thought he did a good job with the role, and some of the dialogue he was given was bad, of course, that's without question. But now that we're in kind of a new era of Star Wars, of writing for Star Wars and writing for these characters, I'm curious to see what the writing is going to be for him. I'm curious to see how they kind of almost maybe even redeem Hayden Christensen's Darth Vader.
No, I was really hoping that would actually send you the website there. Also, I mean, I agree with everything you said, but I think that website you would enjoy a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm heading there.
That's a subreddit that I think you're going to be able to spend a lot of good time on. All right. So the next thing we've got is another Clone Wars related series. We've got Star Wars The Bad Batch. It's going to be an animated series.
I know nothing about this.
So yeah, in the Clone Wars, they had like a particular set of clones that had deviated pretty far from the originals because they were running low on the genetic material to make clones. And this was the quote unquote Bad Batch. They were not supposed to be any good, etc., etc. And they ended up being like this elite squad that, if I remember right, they also, because of their defects, weren't affected by Order 66.
Okay.
So they just bailed out. They showed up again in Rebels. They had a bunch of like episodes just featuring them in Clone Wars, and this will be an entire series about just these guys, which is pretty awesome.
Okay.
The next thing we got was Star Wars Visions, which this I'm actually like, I wasn't really like, I saw it, I was like, what on earth is this going to be? And after like reading about it, I'm very interested in this. It'll be 10 anime short films. From a bunch of different studios telling different stories within the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
So you have 10 completely different stories inside this one series, and it'll just be a bunch of different one-shots from different animation studios.
So it's the Animatrix.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Or like the Halo series.
Never watched that one.
Yeah, they did a really similar thing there. So yeah, it's really, really cool. I'm really excited to see that. Lando Calrissian is getting a series for Disney Plus.
Are we going to have Donald Glover?
I have not gotten confirmation on that yet.
Because if you don't have Donald Glover, just throw the series away.
Agreed.
Or bring back Billy Dee. It's one or the other.
Also agreed. they can't bring back Billy Dee again. He was so uncomfortable in the last film.
He really was.
Oh, poor Billy Dee, because he was definitely walking around like he still had that 80s swagger.
But he is 80?
He just looked like that creepy uncle that you don't want anywhere near your kids.
Now that 80s swagger has a whole new meaning.
Ooh. So anyway, we don't know if that's going to be Donald Glover or not. Hopefully it is, because I would like an earlier, you know, setting just in general for Lando Calrissian.
I need something more from that Solo film because I really liked it. And I'm sad too. That they're never going to explore anything else from it because it's the least profitable Star Wars film I think they ever made.
And they released it at a weird time. Like, yeah, none of that made any sense.
But it was such a good film and the actors were so good in it. I want more.
It's super underrated.
Yeah.
Super underrated. Anyway, the next one, this is another one that I'm actually really interested in. The Acolyte. Have you seen anything about this?
No, this is another one I'm not sure about.
Mystery thriller set during the High Republic era.
Okay, that's that new series that's coming out, right? The High Republic?
Yeah, it's basically the old stuff.
Right.
So this will be kind of like, it's supposed to be telling stories of, like, you know, some of these, the dark side kind of, like, showing up, and these Sith acolytes, you know, or, like, these, you know, Jedi Force-sensitive people becoming Sith and stuff like that, or becoming acolytes. Sounds very, very interesting to me. So I'm looking forward to that. I definitely want more detail for sure. Right now, all we really have is mystery thriller, High Republic era. So that could be really cool. This one, A Droid Story, coming to Disney Plus. It's an epic tale of a new hero guided by C-3PO and R2-D2.
No.
Yeah,
I'll pass.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably watch it because
it's Star Wars. Yeah, watch it, be fantastic.
And I am who I am. Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be incredible, and the Acolyte is going to be trash. But, yeah, just because of who I am, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is definitely low tier for me.
Yeah. We got confirmation that Taika Waititi is working on a brand new Star Wars feature film. And we also got confirmation that the next Star Wars feature film will be directed by Patty Jenkins, and it will be Rogue Squadron.
Not based on the games, though, she said.
No. Yeah, because the games are no longer canon, from my understanding.
Right.
So it'll be a completely different situation there. But either way, like, that's super cool.
Yeah, we've never had a film based around, you know, almost strictly the outer space combat aspect of it. We don't get a lot from, like, the fleet and stuff. So that should be very interesting. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I want to see who the hero is of this one.
So that's going to be another. I think it's going to fall under that, you know, a Star Wars story like Rogue One and Solo.
Right.
And then, yeah, the next, I really hope they give Taika Waititi the whole trilogy for the next feature film. We saw the different director approach not go particularly well in the sequels.
Right.
So, yeah, hopefully. Well,
did they say Taika, is he doing just one movie or a series? Did they say?
We are confirmed that he is doing the next feature film, he's doing a feature film.
We don't know
if it's supposed to be a brand new Star Wars feature film. I don't know if it's a trilogy. I have to imagine if the first one's successful, they'll just go ahead and keep him around.
See, I can almost, with the way that they're embracing the fan service now, especially, I would almost wager that this is finally going to be the Old Republic movie that everyone's wanted for so long.
That would be very interesting. I would be all about that. And Taika Waititi is awesome.
He is so really good.
I take back
the things I said about him.
Yeah, I know you were a little upset with him for how popular he was getting, but I mean, he's got talent.
He is. He's funny. He's a good writer. I loved him in The Mandalorian. I was actually sad that he didn't have a bigger role.
Right?
I was always hoping he would come back, but
and you know, to that end, I highly recommend, because I'm sure everybody that's listening to this has watched Thor Ragnarok, Jojo Rabbit. Go watch that movie. It is absolutely spectacular.
Right. If you like Hitler, definitely check this one out.
A coming-of-age story about a young boy that wants to be a Nazi whose imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler, as portrayed by Taika Waititi.
Watch it at Christmas time. It's fun for the whole family.
It's so good. It's so good. I don't know if I would recommend Shannon's recommendation, because some of you may not know Shannon that well. But it's such a good film. Anyway, the other bit of Lucasfilm stuff we got, non-Star Wars related, they're doing a Willow sequel, which I'm sure that Lindsay Wolfgang is very happy about.
Strike while the iron's hot on that one, boys.
Those of you that don't know, it's a sequel to a film of the same name that came out in 1988.
So, I'm sure Warwick Davis will come back. I think that's been confirmed.
Yeah, it's confirmed that Warwick Davis will be back as Willow Oofgood.
But the question is, will Val Kilmer come back with the health problems he has? I don't even know if he can actually speak anymore, and I'm being dead serious. So I don't think you can get Kilmer back. So I would imagine it's probably just going to be Warwick Davis and then a whole new cast of characters.
Yeah, I have to imagine the same. Because, yeah, Val Kilmer, I don't see that happening.
Shame.
So, yeah, it's a real shame. But, yeah, no, I'm sure Lindsay's really happy about this because I haven't even seen this film. I only know about it.
Same.
And I feel like what I know about this movie leads me to believe that Lindsay has seen it several times.
I don't know how big of a fan she is personally, but I know she does like it. So yeah, I'm sure she's excited about this.
So yeah, and then we also got a confirmation that Harrison Ford will be returning for the next Indiana Jones film, where he has almost certainly demanded that that Indiana Jones be killed in this film. Almost certainly.
I was shocked when I heard that he was coming back for this one again. Like, I really was.
Same. All right. And we're at
But will Shia LaBeouf come back?
Oh, God. I think we're all just going to pretend that movie didn't happen.
Yeah, I was going to answer it right now. No.
Yeah, so we managed to get through all of Marvel and Star Wars inside an hour. I'm very proud of us. All
right, and that's it, right?
Oh, God.
What?
Because we also had a Disney Studios portion of this. And a Pixar portion of this.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Hey, let's save it for Thursday.
I just, like, there's a few things I just want to hit from each of them.
Okay.
And we'll move on. We'll call it a night.
Okay, it's your show, baby.
Hey, yeah. Hey, it is my show. Thank you. all right, so all we right, got
we'll Rhea see you guys tomorrow for an all new episode
Listen here. Rhea and the Last Dragon, that got a release date. That looks kind of neat. Hocus Pocus 2 is confirmed in the works. Talk about strike while the iron's hot.
Is it sequel, prequel, or reboot?
It is a sequel, is my sequel? Understanding. Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing a remake of Three Men and a Baby.
Boy, the kids were really clamoring for that one.
Hey, it's starring Zac Efron.
I do like Zac Efron.
I know how much you like Zac Efron.
That boy is sexy.
Boy, is he.
Mm.
Anyway, we're also getting a live-action Lion King prequel.
Oh, no. Are we starting down the rabbit hole where in a couple years we'll have the live-action Lion King 4.5?
They've already announced they're doing a sequel to this film, too. So we're getting a prequel as well. Almost certainly about the story of Scar and Mufasa. Maybe. I don't know.
Give me my Aladdin sequel and I'll be happy. I like that.
Oh, yeah, boy, did I like it. We actually are getting an Aladdin sequel. They confirmed they're doing that.
Oh, nice. Good, good, good.
Yes, I agree. We got the cast. The rest of the cast for Little Mermaid was announced. We knew we got Halle Bailey as Ariel a while back because, you know, that upset the entirety of the internet. You can't make my Little Mermaid black.
Mermaids can't be black.
Why can't they?
They can be whatever the hell they want. They're fish people.
They're right. They're fake. Some of the more interesting ones that we got, though, Awkwafina is going to be Scuttle.
I actually, you know what? I also changed my mind to Awkwafina. After seeing her performance on SNL, she is very funny. I like her a lot.
I'm in the same boat. After seeing her in the Jumanji sequel, that was spectacular. Shannon, her role in Jumanji for a lot of that film is impersonating Frank Reynolds. And it's golden.
I still need to see that.
It's so good. Have you seen the first one?
Jumanji? You're talking about the remake or the sequel to Jumanji. Yeah, I did.
That movie is way better than it had any right to be, and the same can be said about the sequel.
Hmm, okay.
Mostly hearing Kevin Hart doing an impersonation of Danny Glover is spectacular. And yeah, Awkwafina doing Frank Reynolds is also pretty spectacular.
You know his name's Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
But she doesn't do Danny DeVito. She does Frank Reynolds.
She likes boiling denim.
Because it's important. It's an important distinction to make. Because they go hard with it. Anyway. We also got David Diggs as Sebastian, Jacob Tremblay as Flounder, Melissa McCarthy is going to be Ursula.
And, that's good casting right there.
Oh, I knew you were going to do it.
I really think so. I think she's going to do a great job. I really think she's going to do a great job.
I do too. I like Melissa McCarthy a lot.
Yeah, there was no sarcasm there.
Fair enough. This casting, I'm actually a huge fan of. Javier Bardem is going to be King Triton.
I love Javier Bardem. What a great actor.
He's so good, and he has so much gravitas.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be a great King Triton.
Also, I don't know if you... Do you have on your list about Disenchanted?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then I'll wait for it.
All right. Chip and Dale is back in a live-action animated feature.
No, this is so stupid. Akiva, like, I don't know Schaefer. Why. Maybe they'll surprise me and I'll like it. We were talking about this the other day. Were we talking about this on the show?
Not with me.
Okay, it was either a pre-show thing or something, but like, you did a really good job with the DuckTales reboot, and I really liked it. You could tell there was like a lot of love and care that went into it. The Chip and Dale's thing, and maybe they'll surprise me, but just doing another live-action take on their old property, like, it's getting a little old. You're rehashing now. And again, maybe it'll be really good. I will wait and give my thoughts once I see it, but I don't think you can capture the magic of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers like you did in the 90s, but no, we'll see what happens.
And I absolutely would have preferred this being like an animated series, but I love the casting for Chip and Dale. Have you seen what it is yet?
I forget, but I did hear it. What is it?
John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. I love that.
I gotta see it in person, because like I can only imagine John Mulaney's gonna be Chip, and because he's more of the serious sounding one, and that Andy Samberg is gonna be Dale. But Chip and Dale were so squeaky voice. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, what happens. I'm sure they've got to make them squeaky voice too. Yeah, because that's definitely how they were. But either way, I don't know if you saw this one, but the Peter Pan and Wendy announcement. Did you see the casting announcement that came with it?
I didn't even know they announced it.
Okay, so they announced Peter Pan and Wendy. Another live action one. Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell. And then more importantly, to you anyway, Jude Law as Captain Hook.
Oh yeah, I can see that for sure.
I love that casting.
They've always had a really good Captain Hooks.
Yeah. Who played him in Hook?
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And then there was that weird Peter Pan film where I think it was Tim Roth. I might be wrong. I need to look it up real quick. You keep talking.
All right, I'll keep talking. So, the one you wanted to talk about. They have announced an Enchanted sequel called Disenchanted with Amy Adams to return.
Jason Isaacs was Captain Hook. Sorry. I had to get that right before I drove. Yeah. I really like the Enchanted film. And I know Lindsay and I saw it together and we both really, really enjoyed it. I love Amy Adams. She is just a breath of fresh air. So this was very surprising that we're getting a sequel to it. I want to watch it. It's going to be good, I hope.
Yeah, that's not where I expect that to go. And then Sister Act 3 was announced.
Did you think I was going to make fun of it?
I did.
No.
I don't know why I thought that.
What do you think of me? Do you think I'm just some miserable old miser that just trolls the internet for wait for people to be happy and then I, you know, come down on them? Because yes, I do that, but not this time.
Sister Act 3.
With Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg is coming back.
Yeah.
With Tyler Perry to produce.
You know what? I'm fine with that. I actually like Tyler Perry. I don't care what anyone says.
No, I do too. Like, those films. I still have a grudge against Madea Halloween because of the time that you and I tried to see Blade Runner.
I remember that.
Man, that made me so mad. Just a very brief version, folks. Me and Shannon wanted to see Blade Runner. We went and got lunch, and then we were planning on going afterward. And every single theater, like every single screen in the local movie theater was being occupied for, or being used to show Madea Halloween.
Well, and it was spooky scary.
And it's, I mean, I know we live in a small town, but that's a 12 screen theater, folks.
Yeah, it was bad. It was disappointing.
Oh, we were so mad. Or not, maybe not all 12, but it was like 9 of them and then 3 older movies.
But he was a fantastic Baxter Stockman, so.
He was. He was so good. All right.
Forgive
and then
him.
The last little bit of stuff here we got from Pixar. We got 3 new series coming. Doug Days, which is an Up spinoff starring Doug. A car series. And then one that I actually am kind of interested to see called Win or Lose. It's a story about a softball team the week up leading up to the championship game. But each episode is told from the perspective of a different character.
Okay.
Which, while the content doesn't really, like, wow me very much, like, whatever, like, the concept is very interesting to me.
Yeah, the gimmick sounds interesting, because I am probably the worst person to talk to about Pixar. Lindsay will tell you, I am not a Pixar fan. I find a lot of their films to be very similar, the tone, the feel. They just, I don't know, I'm not a Pixar fan, so... Fair.
Except, well, no, yeah, that was Pixar. You liked,
you can't even think of it.
I can't. Why can't I think of it? It's like my favorite one. Coco.
I liked Coco, but it still had the same themes, family yeah, and the sad did. Part and all, and the quirkiness. Like, it's just, they feel, it's like the Marvel movies to me. They feel like the same film over and over again, just with different characters.
I will agree that Pixar is definitely the more formulaic of the two.
Yeah.
But anyway, with another formulaic Pixar movie, I'm sure, Luca, we got a release date for it. We got a teaser a long time ago. June 2021 is when that one's going to hit. And then we got their next film is going to be called Turning Red. That one's coming March 11, 2022. It's a movie about a girl that when she gets overly excited, she turns into a giant red panda.
Oh, that's going to be an awkward wedding night.
You know, I had the same thought, but I didn't want to make that joke. I appreciate
we kept
that you
it
did
clean.
That for me. Anyway, and then the last bit, this one was actually pretty funny to me. Lightyear was announced for June 17th, 2022. A movie about the origins of Buzz Lightyear, starring Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear.
Do you think it has anything to do with Tim Allen's personal beliefs?
Or like him actively being racist in interviews? Probably.
That's personal beliefs.
Yeah, you're right. But, like, it's personal beliefs that he's more than a little vocal about.
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a year. Yeah, what a couple of years.
All right. That's it for that news, except they also had a ton of Hulu and FX news and all this other stuff. The one big
Stop,
thing I want to
Disney.
Announce from all of that, the one thing that I want to announce from all that, and Shannon, I'm sure you've seen this, but if not, get ready to have your mind blown. It's Always okay. Sunny has been renewed for 4 more seasons.
I did see that, and I am very happy for them, but at the same time, I wonder how much gas is left in the tank at this point. I mean, Glenn Howerton left. What's that?
I said there cannot be much.
There can't be. I mean, it's getting to... They've recycled some of their own episodes and as jokes, which is yes. fine. They're funny. But, like, Glenn Howerton's left before. Caitlin Olsen would have
like
left had her
episodes.
Show taken off.
She got 2 seasons out of it. And
yeah,
I desperately wish she would have gotten a third.
How many did Howerton get on AP Bio?
English, or AP Bio, yeah, that was it. I think it was 1 season.
Yeah. And then, of course, I want to say Charlie, but that's not his name, and I can't think of his name.
Charlie Day. You're right.
Charlie Day. Yeah, it was Charlie Day. He's always on the like cusp of being a breakout star. So I'm curious to see where the seasons go. I was really sad when they came back and Mindy Kaling was in the first episode. I thought she was hilarious. I was hoping she would stick around. She did not.
Same.
She was one and done.
Yeah, because they had all this talk about Glenn Howerton not coming back, and then...
But then he was there the entire season.
Right. Like, I don't think he missed a single episode.
It was funny. It was funny.
It was very funny.
The sex, right, though, folks, was great.
That's going to do it for us. Shannon, thank you so much for being here with me so we could talk about all this Disney news, because it desperately needed to be talked about.
I was happy to do it. I really want to present a different side to me to the people that hear me on Thursdays and Fridays and think, what a jackass this guy is. No, I have a personality. I'm not just that. So.
Shannon has many layers, folks. There's
I'm like
a
an ogre.
We're still friends.
Yeah. Or an onion.
Ha. Ha.
I hate Shrek. Let's go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.